Last week we talked about the little while moments, if you remember. And we talked about the little while moments. And that's an abstract term when you're thinking about the dimension of time. But today we're going to talk about today, which is an exact measurement of time. The scriptures has a lot to say about both. Jesus said last week, if you remember, "Yea, a little while am I with you." And if you think about it, what does a little while mean? Well, it's subjective to whoever's saying it. To some people, a little while may mean a few seconds. A little while may mean a few minutes. A little while could mean a few days. When Jesus says a little while, you're thinking about someone who a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as a day. So when the Lord says a little while, you have to ask, what does a little while mean? How many of you have ever heard this? Jesus is coming soon. Well, what does soon mean? If you think about it, soon can mean a whole lot of different things to a whole lot of different people. So there's abstract measurements of time, but then there is exact measurements of time, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Second Corinthians 6:2 says this, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation." Now those are exact measurements of time. What the Lord is saying is there is a time that has been accepted for me to give you aid, for me to relieve you, to deliver you. And that time is right now. All week I've been thinking about this. And I'm going to say something here that may sound a little odd, but I want you to hear this if you don't hear nothing else. There are some sitting in this room right now that today is your day of deliverance.
Yes.
And if you don't respond to it today, which is the accepted time, tomorrow will be too late. Maybe you believe God has certain deadlines. Proverbs 1 talks about it. And I may have mentioned this to you before. But the Lord says this in Proverbs chapter 1. "I've stretched my hand out to you and you rejected it. I stretched my hand out to you again and you rejected it." The Lord says, "Now I will laugh when your fear comes. I will mock at your calamity." There comes a time when you cross God's deadline of time and the time of your deliverance is gone. Genesis declares this. God said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." You cannot come to the Lord unless the Spirit of God draws you. Now, I have permission from the Lord to say this to you, and based on the authority of Scripture, I can declare to you that the day of your acceptance and deliverance is right now. It's in this day. And if you reject it, tomorrow the Lord could laugh when your fear comes. He could laugh at your calamity. I'm going to give you some Scripture about today. Hebrews 3:15. "While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation." I'm not going to give you the whole context of this verse, but here's what I'll tell you. It says the Lord is speaking to you today. If you harden your heart to the voice of God that speaks to you now, in this day, tomorrow may be too late.
Right.
You won't hear his voice tomorrow. Listen to this in Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, watch this, let him deny himself and take up his cross when? Daily. And follow me. This is an exact measurement of time. You're not here by accident. You're not here outside of any other thing but the design of God. Did you know the Lord knew who was going to be sitting in this room this very morning? And he knew it before the foundation of the world. So, let me give you another verse that's not up here. For such a time as this, God has chosen for us to be gathered like this. So that you, in this present day, can hear his voice. And so that you, in this present hour, can take up your cross. I can't say this with enough oomph so that you'll get it. But I am telling you that there are those sitting in this room that if you don't respond today, your tomorrow will be too late. Please hear that. How many of you heard what I just said? Listen to this verse. Matthew 6:11. Give us this day our what? Our daily bread. Provision from the Lord is for you today. Now this is a hard one for me. I'm confessing before you my own weakness. Okay? I am not detail oriented. I am not detail oriented. Haley is a planner. Others see things I don't see. The details I don't see. I don't see it. I've tried. I'm not very organized because of that. And I'm not detail oriented. But I do think in long-term propositions. I always have. And I look at long-term things more than I do the details of now. God has me hemmed up right now, teaching me about today. Yeah. It's a new thing for me. Should be a new thing for you. I'm learning. This is a biblical concept that's got past me somehow. Yeah. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus said in the wilderness, pick up enough manna for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. I'll give you fresh bread tomorrow. Provision for tomorrow will be in tomorrow. It's not in today. We're thankful for the provision of today. Everybody say amen to that. Amen. So God has baked fresh bread for you today. And if you don't respond to it today, that bread will be stale tomorrow. And you won't get it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I wish I could say it right. I feel like I need you to understand that time is not like it used to be. Things have changed. And it's changed in such a radical way that we have now run out of time. And the book teaches us to redeem the time. What time do we have? Only today. That's all we have is today. Listen, I've got to hurry. Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple. Do y'all see that? This is how the church first started. Daily in the temple. Wow, that would scare most people to death. If we announced we don't have church every day. Well, I can't fit that into my schedule. Do you know how foolish it is to say, I can't go to church every day. I've got work to do. Do you realize the insanity with which that statement sounds? God knows we have work to do. I'm not trying to. But can I tell you that when the church started, they gathered every day. Daily in the temple and in every house. They ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. What do we do with Jesus today? That's the question. There's more. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica. There's a characterization here. In that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures when? Daily. There is significance about today whether those things were so. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die when? Daily. I die daily. How many of you here know Jesus as your Savior? You've been saved. The significance of today cannot be overstated. And I say this from permission of the Lord. I'm convinced of this. And I'm walking in a place where I have to be convinced of this. You have to hear God today. You can no longer put it off. Young people think they've got a lifetime. We know that that's not true. How many of you realize we don't have a lifetime? Now, when you're talking about today, there's something that you need to understand about today. There's problems that's associated with yesterday. Okay? That's why most people don't hear his voice today. Is because of their yesterday. Y'all know that's true. What's this? Listen, if you project too much of your yesterday into your today, you will ruin God's plan for your life today. Because yesterday is filled with problems. How many of you had some yesterdays? Some of you had one yesterday. That's true. You had a battle with yesterday. And I tell you, some of the worst days I've ever had, Saturday. Everybody used to look forward to the weekend. I hated it. Because Saturday, I was under attack because the enemy knew what was going to happen on Sunday. So to try to defeat my Sunday, he attacked me on my Saturday. So yesterdays are associated with problems. Yesterday is filled with truth about the pattern of your behavior. Listen to this verse of scripture from Ephesians 2, verses 2. How many of you are listening to what I'm saying? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 says this. Wherein in time past, that is in my yesterdays, I walked according to the course of this world. I could preach for a year solid on that one line and never exhaust it. We walked according to the course of this world, and most still are. We pattern our lives after what the world says we should do, and we carve out a couple of hours on Sunday for the Lord. But the rest of the time, we walk according to the pattern of the world. Ephesians 2 says we walked according to the course of this world. And that is the first priority in that verse. The second priority, or what follows as a byproduct of the course of this world, is we walk according to the prince of the power of the air. Satan is the one handing out the dictates for the course, the direction of the world. We're walking more in agreement with Satan than we are with God. Are y'all out there? Is there anybody going to say amen to what I'm saying? And this produces the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our behavior in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So yesterday is filled with truth about the pattern of our behavior. How many of you has ever been convinced that you are who you used to be? You are who your tomorrow, your yesterdays say you are. I don't know how many people has been robbed of serving God because they're convinced of their own unworthiness based off of their yesterdays. There's more here. I'm going to hurry. Yesterday is filled with reminders of our failures. Psychologists have made millions off of that line. And the answer is all found in the Word of God. Paul the Apostle said, forgetting those things that are behind. Well, how do you forget? Well, here's how. You press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many of you have ever been reminded of your failures in yesterday? I'm so sick of that, by the way. Can I just say, for me personally, that's a battle. I've got so much. Listen, there is not a person in this building that's as big a sinner as I am. And I tell you that, and that's the truth, and I'll stack my sin up against any of these. And I hate it. And I hate the devil for reminding me of what has already been placed at Calvary and Jesus has forgiven. And how dare any religious snob point their finger at me and judge me off of my yesterdays when they're gone. But I fall for it. And I hate it. Yesterday is filled with condemnation. Is it not?
Yes.
But here's the biggie. I hope y'all heard what I said before. I hope you heard everything I said. Yesterday is filled with judgment from others. I can show you the scriptures. Acts 9:26. Can I tell you, how many of you know of this guy called the Apostle Paul? You know what the church said about him? We don't want him. He used to kill Christians. Didn't want Paul to preach for him. Y'all, are you hearing me? That's where the church is. You think we're any better now than we were then? They didn't want Paul to preach for them because Paul used to be a scoundrel in his yesterdays. Yesterdays is filled with judgment from others. Well, I'm going. Yesterday is filled with excuses for today. That's the meaning. That's why I'm doing this today thing. Because today is your day of deliverance. Just as I say that, there should be a release of such shouts of joy. Yet you just sit there and look at me like, what's next? When you going to get done? Did you hear what I just said? How many of you are saved? You're free today. Today is your day of deliverance. Not tomorrow. Today. And what's this? God knows about all of your yesterdays. And still gives you today. Do you hear that? Look here. Yesterday will invade your todays and it'll shape your belief about tomorrow if you're not careful. That's where a lot of people are. You look at tomorrow in a whole different light if you're living your today based off of your yesterday. There's problems associated with tomorrow too. And this watch. We're in this dimension of time. I'm not talking to you about yay a little while. I'm not talking to you about soon. I'm talking to you about today. Right now. Listen about tomorrow. Tomorrow is filled with uncertainty in terms of the adversity of life. Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There should be a constant theme here in what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that you don't really have a tomorrow down here. All you have on this earth is today. Your tomorrow may never come. Listen, I have cancer growing in my body. And can I tell you, it's possible I could outlive everybody in this room. Because you don't have no more hope on this earth of tomorrow than I do. Did you hear me? If you don't hear him today, your tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow is filled with the certainty of death and judgment. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, what? The judgment. There's more. Tomorrow is filled also with new beginnings. Lamentations 3, you know it well. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. This is simple stuff. But too many are trapped in their yesterdays. Their yesterdays are invading their todays, and they're making decisions that's affecting their tomorrows. Your yesterdays cannot be used as an excuse for you not hearing God today. I look out across this congregation, and just about everybody here, not everybody, but just about everybody here knows what it's like to be just absolutely sloppy drunk. Or you know what it's like to be on drugs, strung out. I was talking to AJ and Felicia coming down here. By the way, their children got took away from them, that lesbian couple. Hallelujah. And they're in Hickory now. Praise the Lord. The kids. And here next month, they're getting their kids back. Amen. Ain't that good? So I say amen to that. We prayed for that. And God answered. They know what it's like to be strung out on drugs. Look like they're at it. Why, if you look at them, you'd think they're strung out on drugs. Yeah, I'm serious. They know that. I mean, they know what that's like. Listen, I'll just say this. I don't mind the name everybody's seeing. Everybody already knows mine, so I'll name yours. My brother Joe, biggest drug dealer Chill Howie ever seen in this world. Well, yeah, you know he was. And listen, Joe was so stoned one time, he was sitting in his car. This is a true story. I love to tell stuff on Joe. He was so stoned out of his mind one time, he was sitting in the middle of the road, revving the motor with his hands on the wheel, thought he was going down the road. And Willis Blevins come out of his house and went over and knocked on Joe's window. And Joe just looked at him. He thought he was driving. He wasn't. He was sitting still. He was in park. He just sitting there revving the motor. He didn't know he was even in work. Can I tell y'all something? Your yesterdays can't define your todays. Do you know that? God's mercies are new today. And if you'll hear his voice today and not harden your heart to go back today and live out your yesterdays again, then God will use you. And you'll be in God's service. And God will love you. And you'll be in God's presence. And God will whisper to you. Who was it I was with? I can't remember now. My brain don't. I was with somebody. Man, I might have told you. Oh, yeah, it was you. Me and you was riding in the road. And I told you what the Lord has been saying to me. Just, I hear it over and over again. I bow and I pray and I'm praying. I talk to the Lord about all of this. And talk to the Lord about this. And talk to the Lord about home. And talk to the Lord about all these different things. And all God seems to be saying to me over the last couple of weeks is, I'm with you. I should find comfort in the fact that it don't matter what happens here, he's with me. And I can hear him say it. Matter of fact, I can hear him say it right now. I'm hearing it. I'm with you. That's in my today. I was astounded yesterday, and the great God of heaven whispers to me today and says, I'm with you. You don't hear his voice today, tomorrow's is going to be messed up. Writer of Ecclesiastes said, I remember the scars of my youth. Satan's always reminding us.
Yes.
Tomorrow is filled with realized hope. I'm going to go real quickly here. Romans 8, 24 and 25 says that. Yesterday invades your function in your today, and it destroys the hope of your tomorrows. Proverbs 13 declares that principle. I'm looking at a bunch of yesterdays out there. I'm looking at a group of people that keep saying this, I can't. I've been walking with Mark for how long, Mark? 35 years, I think. That'd be about right, wouldn't it? 36 years I've been walking with Mark. And I've picked on Joe, and so I need to pick on Mark. Mark was filled with the I can't, because he thought so little of himself. When I first met him, he continuously was I can't. Well, Lord, I can't do that. I mean, Mark, he's constantly, oh, I can't, Lord, I can't do that. And here's the thing, Mark, here's what Mark can't do. He can't do what he's never done. Did you know there's a first time to do everything you do? Hello? And by the way, can I remind you, the Word of God says, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Is that not what the Word said? Oh, I can't do that. I get a kick out of people saying, I could never do what you do. Listen, this has always been my mindset. If it's ever been done, apparently I can do it. If I have to, I can. You know why? Because the book says so. Oh, I could never tell somebody about Jesus. I can't go out there and blab about Jesus, because they know about my yesterdays. I can't praise God in church. Not today. Especially not today, after all that I thought yesterday. Constantly ruining your function today and destroying the only thing that tomorrow has for the believer, which is hope. And when hope is deferred, the heart grows sick. So you know what that means? We got a bunch of depressed people going to church. A bunch of discouraged people. So what do we do today? That's the question. What do we do today? Today we accept the salvation that can only come from the Lord. Now everybody say, I'm listening. I'm fixing to quit. Okay? So you've got to hear this. Today, God has decided to give you deliverance. Now is the accepted time. Not tomorrow. Right now. Today, that's what God has. Should we all not rejoice just a little bit? Today is your day of forgiveness. Today is your day of provision. I can't. This is the biggie. Today is your day of God's amazing grace. That happens today. It happens right now, because now is the accepted time. Not soon, not in a little while, right now. You make a decision for the Lord or against the Lord right now. Are you going to trust the behavior of your yesterdays, or will you trust the Prince of Glory that died for you and paid that price and now offers you complete redemption? Amen. That's what you decide today. Today's the day God has appointed for you to surrender everything to Him. I'm telling you, these are the conclusions that if you don't respond to today, they won't be there tomorrow. There's somebody in this room that will not hear the voice of the Lord tomorrow if you don't respond to it today. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that based off of permission from the Lord. I even tried to tell the Lord, please don't make me say that. But I have to tell you, anyway, today is the day of your deliverance from the condemnation of your yesterdays. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Dear God, you can't say no more than that. Today, you can be released from all condemnation and guilt of your yesterday. I can stand here before you and declare this, and I'm doing it because I'm just happy about it. I'm clean. Not because of me, but because of Him, my best friend. He offers that for you today. I'm about to get all messed up here. Today is the day all excuses for your lack of service and surrender must be laid down. It's all or nothing. You've been playing around long enough. Putting God aside here to do this, putting God aside here to do that. You know what? We've led people to believe wrong things. Though they don't always say these things, but we've led people to believe wrong things. Listen to me. Family don't come before God. Hello? Children don't come before God. Marriages don't come before God. He won't allow. Today is the day of preparations for all of your hopes of tomorrow. Have y'all heard what I said? Now I'm going to ask you to bow your heads right quickly. I know this is Sunday school, but can we do this right quick? Holy Spirit, come. Speak to hearts, Lord Jesus. Take what's said, what's been said, apply to our hearts. Simple question. Who heard from the Lord today? Who did God speak to today about something in your life or something God just spoke to you and held your hand? Yeah. I've never heard anything to do. I'm telling you now, if you don't respond to what God said today, you won't be there tomorrow. If you don't lay it down today, if you don't lay it down today, whatever God spoke to you about, but if you don't lay it down today, it won't happen tomorrow. I leave that with you. And I ask you to spend just a second in prayer to the Lord. I know
y'all run over time here. Ask the Lord what it is He's saying to you and do it. Because tomorrow He won't be saved and you won't find what you're looking for. He said there'll come a time you'll seek Him and will not find Him. The Lord speak to hearts. Do what needs to be done in this hour. In this hour. On this day. In somebody's life. I'm wondering if somebody will say right quickly, you know what, the Lord has called me to surrender more of myself and lay some things down. Hold your hand up. Is that anybody? There's one. There's another. There's another. There's another one. Lord Jesus, to your children, these are precious people. And God, we're all struggling at best just to lay hold of the prize. Lord, there are some that's a little scared of what it might cost them if they surrender everything. I know. I understand, Lord, that you paid the full price. And you teach us to take up our cross every day. So give them courage to surrender fully, fully, fully. We're all on the same journey. By the way, you might be at different places, but can I tell you, that ain't got by God's design, that's by your design. We're supposed to be shoulder to shoulder. It should be one small step from earth into heaven. So may the passion of the Lord swell up in all of us and make this day what it should be. For this is the day the Lord's made. And we'll rejoice and be glad. Amen.